Good morning. This is Don Lloyd, your storyteller from the Lake Chelan Historical Society. Last time we talked about the life of Eva Anderson, including the fact she authored more than 30 books. She was, among other things, a feature writer for the Wenatchee Daily World, doing a series of articles about a pioneer doctor in Manson. So let's talk history about Dr. Isaac Hubbard, who practiced in the Lake Chelan area for nearly 30 years and over 50 years all told. He first came to the Manson area in 1918 and was invited on a fishing trip up Railroad Creek and Lyman Lake with the likes of Louis Wapato and Lindsley the photographer and others. Coming from the prairies, as he said, was a great thrill. Because we were greenhorns, Hubbard relates, the other guys, especially Indian Louis Wapato, tried to frighten us. He kept talking about bears and scanning forest for bears. Taking him seriously, we watched anxiously, too. Louis Wapato carried a revolver. Pretty soon, he was missing from our party, and then we heard shots. Bang! Bang! Thurnhorst grabbed his .22 rifle and rushed to Lou's aid. Kaler, pale as a ghost, held tight to the horses. My own knees began to tremble. After some time, Wapato reappeared. Bear got away, he informed us. Throughout the rest of the day and that night, we were under considerable tension. But the next day, Louis confided, "Just big joke, no bear at all, just joke on you." That trip set the stage for Dr. Hubbard to practice in Manson some years later. Some of the stories quoted by Anderson as told by Hubbard are quite entertaining. "Bad roads caused my worst problems," declares Dr. Hubbard. "About 8 months of the year I had to travel either knee-deep in mud or snow almost to my hips. Sometimes it was just a mixture of snow and mud. Snow drifts were so high I often had to leave my horse and finish the trip across the fields on foot. Worst nuisance of all was the constant putting on and taking off chains, with alternating slick or spongy road and short stretches of paving. I loved my work, and many comical things happened." "Do you deliver babies?" A German farmer stuck his head in my office door and came right to the point. "That's part of my business," I told him. "I reckon I might need you," sang out the farmer. "My old woman, she's had 9 kids already, is expecting sometime next month. But I'm not quite sure. I don't like the way she's acting this time. Different somehow. Would you drive out and take a look at her?" "No hurry. I'll meet you there as soon as I deliver a load of cream." So, rather deliberately, Dr. Hubbard hitched the horse to his buggy and set out. But when he got to the farmer's gate, about a quarter of a mile from the house, the German was motioning frantically, "Hurry, hurry, Doc, hurry. It's coming fast." The farmer hopped into the rig, and whipping the horse, Dr. Hubbard soon arrived on the scene. "The woman was in urgent labor," says Hubbard, "and while the father stood stolidly smoking his pipe and watching, I delivered a baby. Handing it to a neighboring lady who had dropped in to help, I said, 'Get ready for another one.' 'Mein Gott in Himmel,' shrieked the father. 'Say not so, Doc.' 'It is so,' answered Hubbard. At that, the German was so excited his pipe fell out of his mouth. It fell on the rug and burned quite a hole there. Soon Dr. Hubbard handed him the second baby. Soon he calmed down and said, 'Doc, we found bread and butter for all the other 9. We feed these 2 twins now.' 'Mein Gott in Himmel,' he again shrieked. 'Mein wife, she's 48 years old, and she never do this trick to me before. Not 9 times. Twins? No, never, never before.'"